Good evening. The title of our devotion tonight is A Surprise Visit. In John 20:19, we read, "When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut, where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you." In this verse and the following ones, we learn that his first appearance to the disciples happened that evening. Let's look at a few things that encourage and at the same time challenge us. The disciples were scattered, discouraged, depressed, and fearful about their own lives. They rushed to the upper room to hide. All the doors and windows were shut, as we read, and they sat not knowing what is going to happen since their leader was crucified. This meeting was private because the disciples would not dare appear publicly for fear of the Jews. Their concept of the future was almost hopeless. Here they were locked in, figuring out solutions from a human point of view, and they had not imagined that at any moment Christ would come and dissipate their fears and gloom. Suddenly, unannounced, Jesus entered the room, and the disciples were surprised. Don't you love pleasant surprises? I do. Friends, how many times when the Lord surprises us by what he can do in times of fear, discouragement, distress, and confusion, we shout in unbelief, "I did not expect this surprise. Oh no, not at this time in my life." And we marvel what God has done. Yet, he always does, because he knows we love good surprises. How the disciples reacted in the room and what was said and done, I will leave it to your imagination. Here are some encouraging points for all of us. The Lord, first one, addressed the disciples by his kind and familiar salutation. "Peace be with you." Isn't that beautiful? He wanted to dissipate their fear. Of course, they had doubts, hesitancy, and disbelief. But let me remind you that he was the only one to use this salutation before with them. And that's why he repeated it. Let's turn to John 14:27. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And as if he was telling them, is this familiar? "Not as the world gives, do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." It's not assuring that he is the same Savior they knew, the same risen Christ. Isn't he assuring us all together that whatever happens in our lives, he is in control? Then, in a convincing way, he showed them both his hands and his side. In verse 20, as if to say, "Hey, Peter, look, John, look here. All of you, I am he. Let not your hearts be troubled." Then again, assuring them with his same words, he said, "Peace be with you." None could desire more undeniable proof than the peculiar scars or marks of the wounds that he had at the cross, paying the penalty for the sins of the world. Did not Jesus tell them once, "I will come to you"? "Here I am. Why are you surprised?" I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. In verse 20, you read it if you want. What a message of joy the Lord brings to his people. Regardless of the condition we are in, he will be with us, dear ones. He will relieve us, or he will give us grace to bear the situation or the problem. Then we'll rejoice and sing with the psalmist, "Thou hast put gladness in my heart. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for thou alone, O Lord, dost make me do well in safety." Yes, they were glad when they saw the Lord. Dear Christian, please notice the marks of the wounds that they will stay forever with our Lord as a demonstration of the truth of his death and resurrection. And again, I'd say these marks, when Satan brings his false accusations against us, Jesus will show him the marks of the nails that he had at the cross as payment of the certificate of debt he had against us for all our sins. And as if Jesus is saying, "It's paid in full," and he's saying to you and to me, "You are free. Go live and sin no more." One more thing happened in that room. That's very important. In verse 21, as the Father, he addressed the disciples, "As the Father he has sent me, I also send you." The Lord immediately challenged his disciples with the Great Commission, meaning that they must take the gospel and preach it to the whole world. Furthermore, he was telling them that you are to continue what I have started. You are to take the ministry I began in your towns to the whole world. He instilled in them at that moment a new life to get up and start serving. The order was, let's go to work. This awesome message reached us and changed our lives. What should we do about it? In a few words, we need to obey the call, not in visions or in so-called manifestations of emotions, no, but in the power of his Spirit, in the power of his word. We need to stand up and fight the power of evil. We need not to be affected by these circumstances that pull us down and neutralize our strength. We need to carry on that great commission that started long time ago and is still going. This is our challenge today. Let's go and do it. Friends, soon this plague shall pass. Yes, I am optimistic. And we will all resume our responsibilities and duties. And by his will, we want the Lord to use us in a mighty way. So let us say in unison, "Please use me, Lord. I'm ready." And as he promised, he will be with us until the end of the age. Amen. Until next week. Keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.